the God of the Hebrews has met with us. I think that's a good declaration that our fellowship, this God of ours, is a personal God. He's a God who talks. He's a God you can fellowship with. He's a God who walks with us. But he's also a God who has consequences. Once you have had fellowship with him, if you don't live according to that, there are consequences. And I think we, as leaders, had better show that to our team. That you cannot live like God doesn't exist and still expect his blessings. You know, sometimes the way we imply is that you can, it's like you can bribe God. Oh, I am having a harambe somewhere. I've been invited to be a guest of honor. And yet they're talking to your team. Oh, you know, there are blessings out of giving. How much will you give me to take to that project, to that fundraising? And the implication is that if they give to God, even if they live like the devil, you'll get blessings because they have given to God. Is that true? Is that what you want people to indicate? Okay, they can give money, but to imply that God does not care, even if they live unrighteously, as long as they have given, is to lie to them. When you have fellowship with God, the God of Hebrews has met with us. If he has, and he has given us instructions, if we don't obey, he may strike us with the plagues or with a sword. And I think we better know that ourselves. We better live like we know that. Live like we believe it. Let the others know that we really do fear our God, and that he is a forgiving God, but you must seek to live in righteousness if you want to please him.